In Yerideya, there's halach in Hilchos Nida that if a woman says to her husband, Tamei Ani, if a woman says to her husband that she was Pirsa Nida, so she's Nemenes, of course. We learn the whole Dinevei Rechadam Bisur, we learn from Nida. And she's also to her husband. Later, if she comes back and she says, no, I was lying to you yesterday, I'm really not a Nida, so she's not believed. Shavi Anav, Shechaticha Disura, she already said she's a Nida. So she's not going to be Tar until she waits, the Shiva Nakiyim, until she waits, until she becomes Tar. Nosna Amasla Lidvareha. If she has an Amasla, and Amasla means an excuse, she has a good explanation of why the day before she lied, then she's believed to retract what she said earlier. Nosta, any Shavya Nashi Chatichi Disura. If you give a good excuse, so then Yanemon afterwards. Right, it says the same thing. If a person says about someone else, Avram said about Sarah, Chaisihi. So Chavia Nafshi Chetichi Disura, how's he mutzatah later? Right? Someone says about a different woman, Chaisihi. So Chavia Nafshi. So afterwards, you're not believed to change. So there's a Tshuva Saramah who says he had an Amasla. He said, Rakin Yiras Hashem, Makam Azeh, if I'll say to my wife, they'll kill me. That was his Amasla. So if you have an Amasla, then you can retract. If the woman loves Shah Big Day Nidasa, says that she put on Big Day Nida, there was a time when women used to wear different bagadim when she was a Dida. Love Shah Big Day Nidasa. So her husband sees that she's saying she's a Nida, she's wearing her Big Day Nida. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that she's not Neman to retract even with an Amasla. So let's say her excuse is that she was angry at her husband, so she said she's a Nida, she didn't want to touch her. She was too tired, she didn't want him to touch her. That's an Amasla. So that helps. If she said Nida Ani, it helps. If she loves her Big Day Nidasa, if she put on Big Day Nida, and now she gives the Amasla, so in the Shulchan Aruch it says that she can't retract. She's not Nemenes to retract. And she's Shavi Anav, Shechatich Disura, she has to wait the Shiva Nekin. The Paris Yosef says that the makar for that chilik is the Gemara here in Bava Basra, the Flam and Ovid Beis. The Gemara here said that if a person says Hashayni Nayachli Harishin Koshahimenu, a person's giving an excuse and a masla, what's he doing? He's giving an excuse why he said buy it, feels of it. So the Gemara says it's a good excuse. If he said Zil Zavin, so then you could say Hashem Nayachli Akar Rishon Kashaymen. So the Gemara asked from the Mishnah of Admai that if someone signed the Shtar, the Chachamim say you cannot say Hashem Nayachli Akar Rishon Kashaymen. So the Gemara answers Hasam Avid Le Maisa. If you do a Maisa, you can't retract. Aval Hacha Dibura. Of it inish the mikri v'armer, but here it's words. Words are cheap, so words are different than a maisa. So the Paris Yosef says that this is the makar for that chilik in Shulchan Aruch, or that there's a difference between a maisa and a dibur. By a dibur, you can give an excuse, but to go so high to do a maisa, you cannot give an excuse. That's what it says here in the back of the Paris Yosef. It's a small piece. Just there's a printing mistake. It says Simen Kuf Pei. It's actually Yerideya Kuf Simen Kuf Pei Hei. That's what it says in the Paris Yosef. L'chayra, there's a problem with the dinyan. Because I looked in the Shulchan Aruch, here in our Gemara, where it says that if you sign the shtar, you can't give an excuse. And there in Shulchan Aruch, it says, a chilek. It says, that's only if you sign the shtar together with a second aid. Two aidim signed the shtar together. So that a person wouldn't do if it wasn't true. When the Gemara says he did a ma'isa, it means such a ma'isa that you were one of two aidim that made the shtar valid. Let's say you were just an aid echad on the shtar. Or you did a different ma'isa, even though it was a ma'isa, then you could still say harishin kashli hasheni na'echemen. You could still say the same thing. You can say the same excuse. When Agam Morris says Maisa, the way the Ramah brings, it doesn't mean any Maisa at all. That person doesn't do any Maisa. Once you do a Maisa, you can't give an excuse. That's how the Paris Yosef understands this Gemara. That's not what it says. He says that Paris, it means a person wouldn't do such a Maisa. To sign a shtar as one of two aidim that make the shtar valid, a person wouldn't do if it wasn't emes. But to do stamazaita, we don't say that this is in a deeper and a maisa. A maisa person also, if he has a good excuse, he can explain why he did a maisa.
We're saying big day, if he needs the same level of signing a shtar, if the leader doesn't. Maisas that are not Yadayma, they're somewhere in between. She normally thinks she only does when she's in Nida, but it's not necessarily.
You make a mistake. Because Dibor is also Naman by Nida. Dibor is also Naman by Nida.
But they're also Naman by Maisa, but Dibor also, he would be Naman, but not by
Yadayma. Why Naman? What did he do here?
If he would just tell the person, he did not say, I wish you Kasha, Shani Kasha, and he would also lose.
The question is, when can you give an amasla? So what I'm saying is that our Gemara says you can give an amasla even after a ma'isa. It's only a ma'isa gadol of signing as one of two
aid. We're in big day.
The same thing as saying that the is because it's a ma'isa or because there's an emanis.
It's a super ma'isa.
Why? Because there's an emanis. That's what you're saying. So my second, you're in the malice, and then you can't do it on master. So I'm telling you, it's not the same level, because wearing big name nida does not give her any more nemanis than saying nida ani. That maisa doesn't do anything.
If he would just say that I told you to do it, and he doesn't have a mask, he doesn't say a mission question, and he would just say, Enachanami, I told you to buy it, it's really mine, you would lose.
So I'm talking when you do give it a master. When you do give it a master.
And then he's nemanis, just like, but if not a master, he wouldn't be nemanis.
The chilik in Hilchas Nida between Dibor and Ksav is not a chilik in the months. It's a chilik. How much would a person do when they're faking? How high would a person go? The difference between Dibor and Maisa there is not a chilik in the months. Here, if you want to make a chilik between Dibor and Maisa, even if he signed as an Eid Echad, it should be the same thing. It's a chilik between Dibor and Maisa.
No,
if you signed as an Eid Echad.
I know I'm the only Eid Echad, so I'm not worried.
Why is it different than if I say Zilzmin?
It's exactly the same as Zilzmin. I didn't say anything more.
But if you're saying there's a chiluk between Dibor and Maisa, then there should be a chiluk. Then when I say Zilzmin, if I say Zilzmin with a Dibor, it should be one din. If I say Zilzmin with a Maisa, it should be a different din. That's what comes after the
chiluk. It means a certain Maisa that shows something.
The difference between the Maisa and the Dibor by Nida doesn't. It's only a chiluk that one's a dibur and one's a ma'isa. They have the equal levels of nemanis. There's no difference in nemanis if you say nidani or if you wear big day nida. The level of nemanis is the same, just that one is a ma'isa and one is a dibur. Over here, the chiluk between the dibur and the ma'isa is that the dibur is stam, geret, he said zilzin. And the ma'isa is a ma'isa that made something valid.
Well, then,
it's a bigger chiluk than that chiluk.
It's only words,
not
a thing
to be
other.
A maisa
to do a
maisa,
that's something more
of a right. No, that's not what Agamara says. The way the Ramah at least learns, Agamara is saying a maisa that validates a shtar, a person wouldn't do. But the same exact maisa that didn't validate a shtar, he would do. Hidramos says if he would have just written the paper Zilzvin, it would be the same as saying Zilzvin. You need here a Dibur that's a significant mice, that's a significant mice. Unless the Paris Yosef means from the Ramot, it's Takanat Araya. Maybe he means in the Mechaber it's Araya. The Mechaber says any mice. So he means that like that Shita, like the Mechaber Shita, it's a Dimyan. Kufay is also Mechaber. But the comparison, it comes out a tremendous difference. The way the Paris Yosef is learning, and it could be the Mechaber is learning, if you do, you can give excuses for words, you can't give excuses for Dibur, for Meisen, any Meisen. That's what it sounds like from the Rama, from the Paris Yosef. Any Meisen you can't give an excuse for. There happens to be, the Shach there says, that if you give an excuse why you had to dafka do the Meisen, better than the Dibur, in other words, if you give such a good excuse that explains why a Meisen more than a Dibur, he says that then it is good. In other words, if the Amasla covers the jump from Dibur to Maisa, then it is a good. You can give an excuse for that also. All right, but the Paris Yosef's Dinyan seems to be a Dinyan that's not really the Dibur. The Master for the Maisa has to cover the Dibur and has to explain why I wanted more a Maisa than a Dibur. Shach there has an example. If she said that she doesn't want her neighbors to know she's pregnant, pregnant women don't become neither. So she didn't want her neighbors to know she's pregnant. So that's why she put her big name neither. She's not going to walk around to all her neighbors and advertise she's a neither. So she put her big name neither. Says that's an excuse that explains the Maisa. She says if the Maisa explains the Maisa, it's also good. But Stamazai, a person, what? Explains the Dibur as well, right? When you give it an amasla, oh, you mean if she put her big day neither, wouldn't explain why she told her husband she's a. Yeah, so I guess she has to. Maybe she didn't tell her husband. She only did a mas in that case. Anyway, so it comes out the chilik what we learned from this gemara. Okay, let's get to the case now in bottom of the Amid that we learned yesterday. As opposed to the first four cases where the Marikama as opposed to cases where the dintira is between the Marikama and the Mufzik, the last case on the page is a case where the dintira is not between the Marikama. The Marikama is out of here. Not only did he sell it once, but he sold it twice. The Marikama is not here involved in Din Torah. The Din Torah here is between the two buyers. One person bought it 4 years ago. He has proof. He has a shtar. And the other person bought it, so the Maskana, we have two versions, either 7 years ago or 6 years ago. And he does not have a shtar. But he has Eidei Chazaka. We'll learn like the Rashbam's Ikr Pshat, that he has Eidei for the whole 7 years. So here we have a Din Torah. L'chayra, the crook, clearly is the Marikama, who sold it twice and he skipped town. He's not here. So the two buyers now have a Din Torah. One says, I bought it 7 years ago, I could prove it with a Chazaka. The other one says, I bought it 4 years ago, I could prove it with a Shtar. So the Gemara says, it's a Dabar Pashit, that the 7 year person wins because he bought it first. If you bought it 7 years ago before the person who bought it 4 years ago, you're both telling the truth, but not Chayshish V'Sheker. But the person who bought it 7 years ago, it's his. The person who bought it 4 years ago was cheating. Gemara says, so that part is Pashit. That's not even a Chiddush in there. Avoshis, Ein Lecha V'Lecha G'day L'Mizu. The Gemara ends. What happens if this person has a shtar he bought it 4 years ago, and the other person has 6 years of chazaka, has a chazaka that shows that he bought it 6 years ago? So then the 4 year person wins. Why doesn't the 6 year person win? So the main chiddush of the Gemara is that mechira is a valid mechara. That if the Marikama sold it 4 years ago, he was the same as being meicha in the 6 year ago person. It's the same as making a mechara. Mechira, have a mechara. That's the ikar chiddush of this Gemara, that a sale is a good mechara. The kasha, which I asked yesterday, is that l'chayra, it shouldn't be, the psak, l'chayra is incorrect. We said if somebody has a chazakah of 6 years, if someone has a shtar of 4 years, that the shtar of four wins. Because the chazakah of six has a problem that it was a l'cha. The problem is that l'chayra, Taka, when he started making a chazakah 6 years ago, he lost his chazakah. But the last 3 years he has a chazakah. What are you going to do with the fact that these last three, or actually 4 years, he has a good chazakah now? So if he has a chazakah, believe him that he bought it 6 years ago. He's tiny, he bought it 6 years ago. So we don't want to trust him, because there was a machal 4 years ago. What about these last 4 years? Last 4 years, l'chayra, should give him a chazakah. Anybody who has a chazakah with a taina wins. And I'm not talking about migu. Tosis says he should have a migu. I'm talking without migu. Without migu, he has a chazakah the last 4 years. Plus, he has a taina, he bought it 6 years ago. So he should win. This is the difficulty with our sugya, which the Rishayim bothers the Rishayim. So Tosis on Lamed Tes Amud Beis actually deals with it. And Tosis there says that Tosis Dibar Maskel V'Tzarech. Tosis there says that our Gemara holds not kehalacha. The halacha is if someone makes a mechah, you only have to watch your shtar for 3 years. And 3 years later, he has to make a new mechah. So, chlimcha is b'chol gimel v'gimel. That's the way at least that we pass it. So you have to make a mechah every 3 years. And Tosis says, no. That we see from our Gemara. Our Gemara holds one mechah is forever. If you do a mechah, the other person has to hold the shtar forever. And therefore, once he made the mechah 4 years ago, once you make one mechah, you don't need more mechahs. You can't get a chazakah later. And Tosis passes like our Gemara, as a matter of fact. Tosis says, not the way we pull them on, that you need mechahs constantly. The other is shining. And Tosis says, no, that our Gemara holds one mechah is enough. So once you made one mechah, the person has to hold the shtar forever. It's all over. That's Tosis Teretz on this kasha. The Rosh in our sugya also is the same kasha. Why doesn't he have a chazakah at the end of the 3 years? From the last 3 years or 4 years? The Rosh disagrees with Tosis. He holds you have to make new mechahs every 3 years. But he's masber. Why do you have to make a new mechah every 3 years? If I make a mechah once, I say he's in my field, shall I kedin? So why isn't that good enough that he should watch a shtar? Why do I need a new mechah? What's hakad svara? I made a mechah 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Why do I have to make another mechah 3 years ago, 3 years later? What's a svara? Why do I have to make a new mechah? I made a mechah once. I told him, Amlecha, whatever you're doing, you shall like it in. You claim you bought it 6 years ago. So I came within 3 years and I said, I'm mechah, it's not true. You didn't buy it 6 years ago. So what does it matter if 3 more years pass? So the Rosh says that if a person doesn't make a second mechah, we assume that he's chayzer by from his original mechah. Person can say, look, I knew he's a crook. I knew his mechah was below me. And we went 3 more years without a mechah. I see, he's letting it go. is giving up. That's the normal reason that you need the new mechah every 3 years. Because if you let 3 years go, the buyer has a right to say, I thought you're quitting. You're a crook and you made a mechah, but now you stopped. I thought you're quitting. Sukta Rosh, very geschmack. In every normal case, you need a new mechah every 3 years. Because otherwise, I assume he's backing out. He said it's his, and he's backing down from it. You know, I know it's really mine. He made a mechah, and he didn't do it again, and he's backing down. But in Agamara, we know he didn't back down. Because what did he do when he made that mechah? He sold it to someone else, and he got money for it. So clearly, he's not backing out of saying that it's mine. Adarabba. He got money for it. He's certainly saying it's his. It's very geschmack. Normally you need new mechais every 3 years, because otherwise being chayzabai. But in Agamara, why do you need a new mecha later? You're going to tie me, I thought he's being chayzabai. You can't tie me. I thought he's being chayzabai. It's not a taina, because he sold it. He's clearly not being chayzabai. This is the Russian tariff.
It's not so that the shtar itself is a coil, it's an everlasting coil, it's always time to make a new coil.
There is such a svara, and I'll discuss this. I'll discuss it in a couple of minutes, okay? Let's we'll get to Lech HaMishnah. Alright, this is the Russian tariff. The Russian has another tariff. But the Ikki is the kasha we asked yesterday, which we. Well, he asked if he has a shtar aided. But what we're saying now to be non Afghanim. See, soon the Rosh himself says the Afghan, but we'll see in a second. The stipler in Simon Yutes Ois Yud says he doesn't understand why these Rishayim, Taisus the Rosh, I think he brings the Ramban, also has the Kasha. He doesn't understand the Kasha in the first place. He doesn't understand the Kasha Meikara. Listen carefully. He says, Chayra, very Geshvaka Taina. It's a terrace on the Kasha. His question is, why didn't they answer? He says, what's the Kasha? Should have a Chazaka from the last 3 years? That's his kasha. If you have a chazaka from the last 3 years, when a person doesn't make a mecha, it's like a haidah. He's being maida that it belongs to this person. The Marikama sold the field 4 years ago. We know that. We see a shtar. He sold it 4 years ago. Let me ask you. If the Marikama would sell a field, and the day after he sells the field, he takes the Bezdin, this field is not mine. It wasn't mine. Is he believed? Is Haidah believed? You can be Maida to be Chayv to yourself. You can be Maida that somebody that's mine, Haidah is Badin Kamei Eidim Dami. I can Maida, somebody that's mine is really somebody else's. But once I sell it, I can't be my. There's no haidah about dinkam eidim dami. Take something away from someone else. There's no nemanis in such a thing. Even by erech adam bisurim, a sheikh could say his meat is treif. Once he sells it to someone, not neman to say that it's treif. There's no erech adam bisurim afterwards. A person, it's like the stipler that he doesn't understand the cash in the first place. What's going on here? Not making a mecha is a haidah. Not making a mecha, it's right, it's a haidah. It's a haidah's baldin. You can only be maida when something is yours. You can be maida if not yours. Once you sell it to someone, you can't, what do you mean I'm maida it's not mine? I can't be maida that something I already sold is not mine. I can't be maida to take it away from that person. No haidah's baldin in such a case.
Like after Shtar, he wasn't the original owner, he wasn't
left for the last 3 years. So the Lekef Shtar never claims He only claims I bought it 4 years ago. He doesn't claim he was the owner 6 years ago. His shtick is not a riot. Because he doesn't know the truth.
Yes, it is. Maybe it's a riot. He wouldn't make a mechot unless he knows that he bought it 4 years ago.
How could he possibly know?
I knew that when I bought the car from this guy.
I bought it 4 years ago.
I bought it 4 years
ago. I didn't say anything for 4 years.
Why not? I knew the second I bought it, I knew that I heard that the other person already had a chazaka, and I found out that
No, he didn't have a chazaka.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years, right.
I heard the coil that he has a shtar. That's what you say. I'll wait 3 years. We'll lose the shtar now. And then after the third year, I'll take the car back. It's not a, it's a riot, but it turns out we're shtar for 3 years.
It's a riot at what? My shtick.
Yeah, he made a good mishir before mine.
Well, but there's no one's timing that he knew. The other person can't time you knew. He doesn't know if he knew.
Why didn't you make him a call for the last 3 years?
It's a kasha. Why didn't you make him a call for 3 years? But it doesn't prove your tiny. Your tiny is that Pliny sold it to you 6 years ago. That doesn't prove your tiny.
Why not?
It's a kasha. Why did I make him a call the last 4 years? It's takash, takash, kasha. But that proves I'm moida. I'm moida what? I don't know anything.
You might have that you knew that he sold it to me.
You can't claim that I knew because you don't know that I knew. You're going to have a tvi on me that I knew? What kind of tvi is that? A tvi on me is that I knew?
Obviously you didn't. You didn't make it for 3 years.
But if I have a good reason why the other person didn't have to make a second machas, I don't have to make a machas either. Your tie is to him, not to me. I bought it 4 years ago. Now, you have a title with him, you're saying that he sold to you 6 years ago. So I have a good title with him. I have to make a macha on your title. I'm asking to you, it's strange why didn't I make a macha in 4 years. But to be able to have a title that you knew, how can you say that? You don't know if he knew.
But if you go with the Shiz Arash, that it's only there for the person who had a chazaka. And forget about it, I have a chazaka. I don't need anything more. I've got 3 years and I have any macha right to lose my shtar in this story.
He says it's a takana de rabbanon. So here it could be chazal made such a takana that even in such a case, it could be a takana de rabbanon. Could be. If it's not a takana de rabbanon,
then it depends because you can make him a
machal
and a
right
driver. It's a
riot.
You
didn't
make him a
machal
and a
right
driver.
The second person not making a machal is not a riot anything. Because it's not a riot to what he's training.
It is.
If you bring a riot, has to have something to do with your
taina.
Maybe you knew is not a taina. A taina has to be a real taina. That's
the attorney.
His machal is, what are you doing in my field?
Right,
he would have won. The other person was only there 2 years before him, and the Mechir is the machal. So he would win.
It's all based on the machal that the original man made.
It's true. It's strange for him to make a machal when he's not the Baal Dover. So the Stifler answers with the Yisayit that we have to remember the whole Perek. The Ramban's Yisayit and Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph. Pash Pshat in the Ramban. Yeah, those who want to look differently in the Ramban. But Pash Pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban and Chav Tesam and Aleph dealt with. The Gemara gave two reasons for 3 years. First, it said that Sholei Shonim, Shasek Hamaisa, Shasek Inchi, second year is Shasek, and the third year is not Shasek. What was the Lashon? Shasek Hamaisa like Kapit, Tarti like Kapit, plus a Kapit. That person's not been three years. Gemara asked the Kasha on that. Hani Debar El Yashin, the Kapti Afilam and the Cholof HaMitzra, it's not a good Teretz. So Gemara answered that Shol Shonim is Darinish Mishtarin. So the Ramban said, according to the Maskana, which is the main reason, is Shol Shonim Kapit Zarinish Mishtarin. He said, according to the Maskana, we Neman, a person would make a macha immediately. That was Ramban Shita. That the nature of a person is taka to make macha is right away. 3 years is the outside extreme. Some people might wait. But the average person, you see someone in your field, you make a macha, you don't wait 3 years. And how can we see it that way in the world? Who waits 3 years? You see someone in your field, someone in your house, you wait 3 years. So Rabban said, really, a person makes a macha right away the first year. So why is it a chazaka the first year? If he didn't make a macha, it should be a raya. He said, connected that there's a chesaron of achvishtarcha. You talk about a tain on me, I didn't make a machar. If I have a tain on you, where's your star? Show me your star. So why do you need 3 years? Because in the second and third year, there's a tain of achvishtarcha. He says, let's say you have a person that wasn't meicha 1 year, and the other person has a good excuse why he doesn't have the shtar. So then the fact you are a meicha 1 year is also enough to create a chazaka. If Lu Yitzur, you can match up something where a person didn't make a meicha for 1 year and Yen has a good excuse why he doesn't have the shtar, that would really be a good chazaka. Says that's pshat in our Gemara, why these Rishonim asked that it's a chazak. Because here, he was shaysik for 2 years. Year number six, and then 6 years ago, and 5 years, he was shaysik for 2 years. Why is that not a chazak 2 years? Because where's your shtarach, vishtarcha? So here, he could say, now I have a good reason why I lost the shtar. Because the last 3 years, no one made a machah, so I lost my shtar. Now, taka true. The last 3 years, I can't tell you that you're not making a mecha zahidah. I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying, these last 3 years, I lost my shtar. I was like that zahar vishtar. Your haidah was 6 years ago. The first year, when you were a mecha, you were being maidah. Memela, it's very good, the kasha that the Rishonim asked. The Rishonim asked that in Agamara it's a chazaka. How are they asking it's a chazaka? So you have a combination. Yeah, the fact you are a meicha for 1 year, which is really enough of a raya. I can negate that. There's a time to waste your star. Okay, so recently in the last 3 years, no one said anything. I lost my star. And I'm not sorry to be starring more than 3 years. So that, this type again is explaining why the Rishonim's kasha makes sense. I'm not answering their kasha. He's explaining why their kasha makes sense in Al Gemara using that rule of the Ramban. The Ramban's rule. That really a person immediately is should be makbid. Just calls him out, you don't have a star, so it's a taina. It's not a, in 1 year, there's a taina, why won't you make a mecha? It's a taina, but you don't have a star, so you're going to lose. But once you have an excuse why you don't have a star, so even the fact you are a makbid 1 year is a good guy. This is the stifler's explanation of the kasha that the Rishonim ask. A koponim, so we come away from the Gemara. Now the Ikka Chiddush that Mechira is a Macha. That's the main Chiddush of this last piece of Gemara. And with these Rishonim's explanation of how it works with the Mecha 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 Zol Mecha. There's one more Nakuda. The Rosh on our Gemara says this, which it says in our Gemara. Mechira is a mecha, is dafka. It was a mechira b'shtar. Only if the mechira was a mechira was sold with a shtar, then a mechira is a good mecha. However, if the mechira was done b'peh, an oral mechira without a shtar, then it's not a good mecha. I'm not sure away from the Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon is Chazaka Dahai L'shtora Didach. The Lashon Shtora Didach is Mashmah. This case was a case of a shtar. So he sold it Dafka with a shtar. Rishbam was masking to that. I think Rishbam's Lashon. So it's also mashma that was with a shtar. Yes, this mashma also like that it was dafka with a shtar. Okay. Right? That's the Pashto Lashon Gemara. Is that talking dafka l'shtar? Why is the shtar different? Pash pshat. Why is the shtar different? Normally we say shtar has a kail. Right? The mechira has to be a machar. Right? Someone's in my field. I have to make a machar. How do I make a machar? Right? With a shtar, if I sell it with a shtar, there's a kail to shtar. And therefore it's good. Magid Mishnah writes that the Mashmois HaRambam is not like the Rosh, and that it's Mashma from the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches. This is all in Hilchos Tayyiv HaDitin. Magid Mishnah is Medayik that the Machab that the Rambam holds even without a shtar, it's a Machab. So the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Desvav Halacha Zayin, where our Gemara is brought, is Matmi and the Magid Mishnah. How could you say the Rambam holds without a shtar? The language of the Rambam when he brings our Gemara, his language is Haloi Shtar Zeh Mekuyim Biyadi Shani Lekachtiya. The Lashna Rambam is Haloi Shtar Zeh Mekuyim Biyadi. In other words, he says it's an our Gemara by shtar. So the Lechemish is Batmi and the Magid Mishnah. How can you say the Rambam holds it's not talking with a shtar? He brings Al Gemara, but Lashon Shtar.
It's the Kash on the Rosh also. It's somewhat
like it's on the Rosh back on the initial sale. The Gemara's Mashma had a shtar all 4 years. Well, it's Mashma that he had a shtar for the 4 years. The Gemara's Mashma had a shtar for the 4 years, which fits well with the Rosh.
The
Russians, where
we're playing
now,
the
Russians
saying
it's
had a shtar the first time.
Just
by the sale,
it's
had a shtar.
But 4 years ago, the
Mechah
has to be a shtar.
Right. You don't need a shtar anymore. Sale has to be a shtar, you don't
need a shtar anymore.
Same
fashion. Well, the shtar is a raya that it happened 4 years ago. That the Mechah was 4 years ago. The Mechah could bring Adam if you did it orally. We gave him that there was a Mechira. But since the Mechira was with a shtar, so now he's proving that there was a Mecha, which was a Mechira. You could bring Eidim. Right, the Rosh only says that you need the shtar, the Mechira should have been a Mechira of the shtar. That you need a shtar now, that the Rosh doesn't say that you need a shtar. But you need, the Mechira should have been with a shtar. So he's matmiya on the Magid Mishnah. How the Magid Mishnah could have understood the Rambam differently. So Lecha Mishnah says the Kavonas Magid Mishnah. He says that it could be that the shtar in Agamara is coming for a different reason. It's not because only a shtar has a coil that's a macha. Really, macha is without a shtar. Why in our Gemara do you need a shtar? So, Lecha Mishnah, to answer the kasha that we started shiur with today, I don't mean the Paras Yosef. Let's go back to the kasha of Tosis and the Rosh and the Stifler. Shis, ein lecha macha gedai l'mizu. We asked the kasha in 6 years. It's a macha. So we ask, but the last 3 years or 4 years, he has a chazaka straight. Why didn't he make a macha the last 3-4 years? So Lecha Mishnah answers, and David, this is what you were saying before. Lecha Mishnah answers, normally you have to make a new macha every 3 years. But if there's a shtar against you, if the macha was that 4 years ago he sold it with a shtar, that means you know there's a shtar out there that says to you. And there's a shtar out there that says to you. Then he doesn't have to make a new macha every time. If I know someone has a shtar out there, the existence of the shtar is like a constant macha against me. I'm going to watch my shtar. If I bought it 6 years ago, and I know someone else bought it 4 years ago, so I'm going to watch my shtar. I know there's a shtar we sold it 4 years ago. I'm going to watch my shtar from 6 years ago. Because I know if that shtar surfaces, I'm going to be in trouble. So, Zakta Lecha Mishnah, you know why the Rambam chapped on a Lashon Shtar? And you know why the Gemara chapped on a Lashon Shtar? Not like the Rush, because you have to have a Shtar, or else there's no Kail and there's no Mecha. Really, it's a Mecha no matter what. In our story, there had to be a Shtar to answer that Kasha that Tosis and the Rush came to answer. To answer why the last 3 years is a Chazakah. So it must be talking about a shtar. The shtar is an ongoing mecha. And the meila, it's mezav. So Lechemish is explaining that that's why really the Rambam, like it's Mashman Perikid Beis, holds a mechira is always a mecha, even without a shtar. You do a mechira in front of two eidim, it's also a mecha. In our story, there had to be a shtar for a side reason. For the reason that without a shtar, there's a taina, he has a chazak in the last 3 years. To answer that, so he says that's the kavana of the Magid Mishnah. So Mela turns out we have another terrace to the original Kasha. We have Tosis and the Rosh, and now we have the Magid Mishnah's terrace. The way the Lechem Mishnah explains it, that the Shtar is a constant mechah. So again, a mechira bal peh is a machlokes to Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh holds a mechira bal peh is not a mechah. The Pashtus are Rosh. The Rambam, Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam that a mechira bal peh is also a mecha. And if you sell a bal peh, that's a mecha, the other person has to go out shishtar. Just if there was a mechira bal peh, and then 3 or 4 more years passed, so then you have to do a new mecha. There, if there's a shtar, you don't need a new mecha, because Kozman the shtar exists. It's like an ongoing mecha that would make the second person bizarre b'shtar, the original person bizarre b'shtar. The same reason. That's why it's not a chazakah. The same reason you don't have to make the last 3 years. It's the reason it's not a chazakah. But what the Malachim Mishnah is telling us, if he's saying the Lash Shtar here is for that reason, it's not for the din of Mechira Hariyu Kamacha, because that really would be even without a Shtar. The reason for the Shtar is for the din. Okay, this is the these are the 5 cases of Rava, and each one has its own limud. It's Hashem. We'll get back to it. We'll do Chazara. It's Hashem and a blot of soul. We'll come back to the 5 cases. Gemara goes on, and this is the way the whole first part of Cheskes Habatim goes on. One Maisa, another Maisa, the story after story. Next one's a long one. Just started today. Zei Meshal Avosai, the Zei Meshal Avosai. Hai Aisi Sadi Da Avosaihi, Hai Aisi Sadi Da Ochlesh Nechazaka. When you learn this Gemara, every case, you have to, before you look at the answer, you have to try to figure what you would paskin, and then you look at what the Gemara says. You have here a din Torah. Zei Meshal Avosai, Zei Meshal Avosai. 2 people are fighting over a field. One of them says, I inherited it from my father. And the other one says, I inherited it from my father. Hai Aisi Sadi Dabasi. He brought an Eidim that his father owned it. Hai Aisi Sadi Dachlesh Nechazaka. The other person could not bring Eidim that his father owned it. But he brings Eidim Dachlesh Nechazaka, that he ate it, that he was living there the last 3 or more years. So who wins it in Torah? The one with the Chazaka? Or the one with the shtar of Avasai. So I'm a rabba, Balei L'shaker. The one with the chazaka wins. He has a meagle. Iboy Amalach, Amalei, Minoch Zavinte, V'achalte Shnei Chazaka. He could have told him that I bought it from you, and then I wouldn't be Seis of the Eidim. They did not say it was yours. They didn't say it was your father's. So I could have claimed, Minoch Zavinte, V'achalte Shnei Chazaka. So the Mela believe me when I say Shalavaisihu, that as my father is not your father's. Amal Abaya Mali Lashakib Makab Aidim Layamila. It's a Migubamakam Aidim Layamila. And the story goes on. I'm not gonna go into the whole Maisa till tomorrow, Mitzashem. But for now, we have here what appears to be a machlekes Rabba and Abaya. If you say Migul B'makim Eidim, You say migu b'makom eidim toisus dibur amas la'omer rabba learns that it's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis. He says you can't be karis rabba because rabba also holds migu b'makom eidim la'arina. Our rabba, toisus learns, holds that migu b'makom eidim arina. So we have here machlaikis, you say migu b'makom eidim. Now just touch. What does it mean migu b'makom eidim? Every migu, the taina that he's saying is true. And the time he's saying, if I would have lied, I would have said a different lie. Migul b'makom eidim means that what he's saying is true is a steer to the eidim. What he's saying is true. He's saying shalavasi. And at this point, the Gemara holds, he's saying shalavasi v'loi shalavaisach. He's saying it's my father's and not your father's. It's a steer to the eidim. Eidim are saying that it was his father's. So Rava Abaye is saying, very sensible, you can't say amigo b'makom eidim. We grow up, we know, two eidim is the biggest raya in the Torah. There's no stronger raya than two eidim. It seems as if Rava is saying, yeah, but amigo wins against eidim. Amigo is a stronger raya than eidim. It holds a kachatayna, so it's a real kachatayna wins against eidim. That's what the Gemara here seems to be saying. So the Rashba is Matmiya. The Rashba says that it's impossible. There can't be a Shita that holds that a Migu wins against Eidim. Can't be such a Shita. He says there's a Mishnah in the beginning of the second Perek of Ksuvis. The Mishnah there says that a woman is Tevei Aksuva. She says, you owe me, let's say she doesn't have the paper, the shtar. So we don't know if she's entitled to 200 zuz, which is the shtar of a psula, or 100 zuz, which is the shtar of a bula. Or somebody who was previously an almana or a grusha, or even any bula, only gets 100. So a woman comes, and she's Tevei Aksuva. Says, you never paid me my ksuba. The husband says, you're right, I never paid you. Here's 100 zuz. She says, I'm entitled to 200 zuz. So, Hamaisi Mechamel of Araya, he says, it's 100 zuz. So she goes and she brings Aden. She brings witnesses that were at the chasana. And it saw Yotza Bihinuma of Arosha Perua. The Mishnah says that she, at the wedding, it was nicker that she was a basula. A basula goes with a hair on top. And it was nicker. There were other things that they did only by weddings of basula, the Mishnah says. And it was nicker from the wedding that she was a basula. So now she should get 200 zuz. The husband time is, believe me with a migu. What's his migu? What's his migu? What's his taina? He could have said, I paid you already. Right? We're talking, she lost the ksuba. She doesn't have the ksuba. She would have the ksuba, you see how much it is. So the husband's timing, believe me, I only have to give you 100. I have a migo. I could have patted myself a gamri. I could have said perua. So the Mishnah says, that doesn't work. That the eidim win against the migo. The eidim that say, it was Rosh HaPerua, Yotabinuma for Rosh HaPerua, that she gets 200, win against the migu that she's saying, that he's saying, that believe me, that she was a ba'ula with a migu, I could have said perua. So tiny the Rashba, it's a Farsha Mishnah, of that it wins. It's a Farsha Mishnah that the Rashba could have tied it in Svara also. We shine him. Always taina with rayas instead of when they could taina with a proof or a svara, it was taina with a svara, with a proof. L'chaira, the Rashba could have taina with a svara also. Amigo stronger than two eidim. We kill people RP two eidim. We kill people with amigo. How could amigo be stronger than two eidim? So the Rashba says inside in the machlaikis of amigo b'makom eidim, and his yisaid hopefully I'll get back to it tomorrow. We'll see it in the Rashba. Rashba says that to be believed with a migu against Edim, to say Edim are liars because you have a migu, never works according to anybody anywhere in Shas. There's no hava mina. That a migu, to say the Edim are liars, that should work. And that Rabba is minded to. A migu doesn't work makam Edim. On Nidai is only where the person wants to say something which can be explained, which Shaykh Letaris Devarav. The Edim say it was Yenis fathers. He say, believe me, it was my fathers with a migu. It's Shaykh to be Letaris Devarav to say it was the Edim are telling the truth, it was Pliny's father. And then Pliny's father sold it to this man's father. It's Shayach the Metzias to be Metaritz Devara. The Machlaikis, if you say Migu v'makam Edim, is only where it's possible to be Metaritz Devara, even if he's not being, he himself is not being Metaritz. He's not saying it. If he says it, that's the Gemara Vayitim. He's not being Metaritz Devara. Where it's possible to be Metaritz Devara and say he's not being Saisini Edim, that's the case that there could be a Machlaikis if you say Migu v'makam Edim. But where a person wants to come with a migu and up front say, Edim are liars, believe me, with a migu, whatever, never. A person with a migu is not believed against Edim. There's no mandiyama that holds it. So this is the Rashba's side here. And I hope tomorrow to come back to it. And it's a shame to plug it in somewhere else as well. So long, Gemara. I hope you'll prove that.